You're listening to KNKX, and I want you to take a second and imagine you're a fisherman. You've been out to sea for months. You're dirty and tired and hungry and thirsty. You've just arrived on land and your pockets are overflowing with cash. That's where the Lock Spot Cafe comes in. It's a classic fish and chips joint next to the Ballard Locks. Here at KNKX, we've been telling stories about the Locks to celebrate their centennial this year, and the Lock Spot Cafe is kind of a local landmark. Its owner says the cafe is known for its salty past, but she also thinks it's the most romantic spot in town. 88.5's Kyle Norris has the story.
It is pretty cozy in here, with low ceilings and old wooden walls, and there's fisherman-y stuff everywhere, like ring buoys and old oars for decoration. We're inside two old houses that have been attached, that were original homesteads in Ballard. And everybody comes here, to the Lock Spot Cafe. That's what Pam Hansen says. She calls herself the Lock Spot's caretaker and owner.
We get from, blue-haired ladies and to working-class guys to pierced and tatted, everybody. You walk in and feel at home.
People come for the food made from scratch, especially fish and chips and chowder. They've got both a clam chowder and a smoked salmon one.
And it's true. I think our tartar sauce is the crack cocaine of tartar sauce. People love it. But it's the ambience. The staff is why I hire very well. My people are very nice. It's kind of our mission statement is be nice or leave.
Pam says there's been some kind of fish and chips joint in this location off Salmon Bay for 100 years. Pam's husband is P.K. Riley.
It's always been a bit of a mariner's bar. You know, the fishermen and the coasties and the tankers.
Well, and all the people who work on boats.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lock Spot, it's right by the locks. So what you have is people hitting the first U.S. soil coming back from Alaska.
And they'd come here to drink. Pam started working here 20 years ago as a bartender. Back then, she says she was dealing with gambling over pool, crusty fishermen, and drugs.
The first time I cut somebody off, and they're like, do you know where you are? This is the Lock Spot. And I was like, yes, I do. In the state of Washington, and you've had too much, and I'm sorry, but that's it.
Pam says she's freakishly strong. And at 2 a.m., these guys wanted to test her will.
So I just picked one of them up and carried him out the door.
What are we talking, how big? What are we talking about here?
Well, at least 200 pounds. That was pretty easy for me. And it was like the mouthiest one I could find, it'd just be nice, like, okay, all right. The back door happened to be open, so I saw my opportunity to pick him and his stool up and just carry him out the door.
He wasn't the only customer who made an impression. Pam met her husband, PK, at the bar, too. Back when she started, he was already a regular.
Well, I was here doing the crossword puzzle and drinking coffee.
He was the creepy, quiet guy that just drank coffee and did the crossword puzzle, so I just left him alone. But I always knew that he was sober, and if I needed backup, he was there.
Their relationship took some time. Pam says this is the most romantic place in Ballard because there's no pretense and it's just an easy place to be. And lots of people have met here and fallen in love and celebrate anniversaries here. Pam and PK have gone to countless weddings, funerals, and baby showers for staff members and customers. They've even hosted a few weddings and receptions at their house. But lately, there have been a lot of funerals. At one military funeral for a former employee, there were just a few people at the service. Pam received the folded American flag, which is normally given to the family. She's learned a lot about life and death from this place.
I know that if you know you've been loved, it's okay to go.
You know that from running a restaurant?
I know that from being here at the Lock Spot. I've run other restaurants, but this place is special.
Saying goodbye to old friends is hard. But Pam says there's lots of good young energy out there, too. Like the cafe's girls' softball team, the Lock Spot Lightning. They came in the other night for dinner. It was a bunch of 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds bouncing off the walls. Then there are the regulars, like Al Nyland. He's at the bar most nights by 6. He walks over from Queen Anne. If Nyland's not there by 6:05, people start to worry. Al's called a platinum member because he's been coming the most consistently for the longest amount of time, since he was a student back in 1957.
So we came over here for the 79-cent fish and chips.
Al is 80 years old. He says coming here is a pattern he's developed over the years.
I live alone, and so I come over here and I know the people here. And it's sort of like Pam and PK are too young to be my parents, but it's sort of like, you know, this is home.
I love Al. He's a wonderful conversationalist. We don't always agree politically, but we are friends enough that we can at least have conversations.
Al says the food is good and management is nice to him. He recently turned 80, and for his birthday present, the bar gave him a gift certificate. One free drink a day for 80 days. Kyle Norris, 88.5 News.
KNKX recently spent an afternoon at the Ballard Locks to celebrate their centennial this year. You can find more stories from that day at knkx.org.